Coach on the road once again, take you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. I'm over here in the Mariners locker room, and I got the man here, Mitch. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my Chicago audience.
What's up, guys? It's Mitch Garver here with the Seattle Mariners.
And where are you from, Mitch?
I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
New Mexico?
Yeah.
What do a New Mexico boy know about playing in the big leagues?
There's a few good ones out there. I've played with the likes of Jordan Pacheco, Blake Swihart, Matt Moore, Alex Bregman, Cody Ross. There's a few other guys out there.
So you're going to name all the heavyweights, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. You trying to represent New Mexico,
Yeah,
huh?
That's right.
All right. Well, you know, I used to coach college baseball, scouting five major league teams. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You in the big leagues. What's this big league experience been like for you?
It's been a wild ride, man. I came up as a unrecruited guy going to college. I went to University of New Mexico. No scholarship until I was a senior. Ended up getting drafted as a senior. Ninth round, very low signing bonus. Made my way through the ranks with the Minnesota Twins. Ended up debuting with the Twins in 2017. Through the ups and downs, made it to free agency and signed here in Seattle.
So you just made yourself the man, huh?
Yeah, I grinded my way through the minor leagues and tried to improve on something every single year when I was in the big leagues, and consistency led me to where I am now.
A lot of kids think that this road is easy. You guys get drafted in the big leagues the next day. I guess you showed that that's not the case.
I'd say there's more than one way to make it to the big leagues. Obviously, the top five round guys always going to have more opportunities than the rest of us, but if you prove that you can be consistent, that you can improve, that you work hard, and that you take advantage of your opportunities, then more opportunities will open up for you.
So what kind of adversities did you find along the way?
I've had a lot of injuries over the years. Being a catcher, I've had some concussions. I had my groin surgically repaired as a catcher in 2021. I've had surgery on my right elbow. Just a lot of injuries and missing time has cost me, but being able to maintain a positive outlook has led me to where I am.
Wait a minute, that's a PG show, Dad.
That's right.
You know, in this road and this journey to the big leagues, a lot of guys don't realize that the life of a major leaguer is averaging 2 to 3 years. At what point in time do you feel relaxed and comfortable on the major league level to the point that you can just go out there and be a ball player and not worry about whether I'm going to get released or sit down?
I would say never. I would say never. I'm under a guaranteed contract for the next 2 years, but you know, there's still something inside of me that tells me I need to improve, need to work hard because there's another guy coming for my job. I love this life. You know, it's given a lot to me, but I still feel like I owe the game a lot to continue to improve.
What does a 162-game schedule do to a catcher? Swatting behind that plate for long innings, cold days, hot days?
I'm no longer catching as much as I used to. That job goes to Cal Raleigh, but it's hard, man. It's mentally tough. It's physically tough. You know, you're going to play through a lot of injuries. You're going to play through a lot of adversity. It's definitely not the most glorified position on the field, but it's a job that you have to sign up for and that you want to do.
And you know, when I was coaching and I was on the road with my team, after we finish a game, they would go back to the hotel and watch ESPN for them da-da-da-da-da-da moments. Now, tell us, do you turn on ESPN and look for yourself? Or did you back in the day?
Maybe back in the day I would. In the early years when I was just getting into the league, I would, if I did something cool, I'd go back and watch it. But nowadays I got family, I got kids, I have other responsibilities. So when I'm away from the field, I'm away from the field. I'm a family man at that point. So I try to keep all my work at the field, and then when I get done with the game, I go home and play dad.
Last two questions. I mean, is there a particular player that when you were coming up that you idolized, and when you got to the big leagues, you just had to get his autograph?
You know what? The first person that comes to my mind is Joe Mauer. I played with Joe Mauer. So coming up as a kid, he was one of my favorite catchers. I watched him throughout high school and college. And then when I debuted, Joe Mauer was on my team. And that was pretty cool to be able to play with him for the last 2 years of his career. Obviously, just went into the Hall of Fame. Nobody more deserving than him. But I got a few Joe Mauer memorabilia things.
Well, you got it, man. I'm coming to your house to get them. Last question. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You get that call up, you're going to the big leagues. Walking in this locker room for the very first time, seeing uniform hanging up, what was that feeling like?
pretty wild feeling. I still remember my debut to this day. Never take a day for granted. Continue to work hard, and you never know what's going to happen.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Come on. You know you cried a little bit.
I cried winning the World Series, but I didn't cry winning my debut.
But that's where I cried for. Mama cry?
Yeah. Yes.
Coach on the road with the man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
League of Our Own 247.com. Baseball of the future. A developmental baseball league that offers baseball players an outlet to continue playing baseball, including those which may have encountered academic hardship, been under-recruited, or may not have been afforded the opportunity to be a part of a high school or college team. This league is open to all, regardless of their ethnic background. www.aloo247.com.
Click on the subscribe button and become a subscriber.